Hump Day here. It's midday.
There we go, guys.
It's Hump Day here. Happy Hump Day.
You too, Beth. We're going on air, so here we go. Quiet now.
Who is that music?
Is held aloft on you. That's the intro song. For
preserving peace through strength. Is that Paul singing the dead tongues or whatever you call him?
Beverly. God has smiled upon the core from the Barbary Coast to the Eastern Sand by sword, by gun, or by bare hand. So it's been and shall be weighed. Though many are born, few are made. Faithful always they shall remain. Dogs to loose when war is waged.
Our core has done two things for the I think for me personally, I think there was always something when I was growing up, and personally in my life, I think there was always something. I've always wanted to do great things. I've always wanted to make a difference somehow, some way. I always wanted to, you know, it might sound corny or whatever, but do something to change the world. You know, do something to make a difference in society.
Is it worth it?
Yes, it's worth it. It's worth the sacrifice. It's definitely worth the sacrifice.
Welcome to Resistance Radio. This is co-host Hurricane, and we are live. We apologize for the late show, but we've had some terrible problems with Blog Talk as it has crashed. We have online right now Beverly Reagan from Australia and Virgil from Louisiana, and our host Joseph Bernard. We're expecting a special guest, Kai Irving, to be calling in. So who all is there now? Virgil?
I'm here, President, accounted for.
So, Beverly, are you on? Bev?
Beverly. Hey, I'm here. Happy hump day, Mike.
We're doing good. We always love getting a call from Australia.
Yeah, got to ring up and say, yeah.
Good day, mate. The wonderful
but I
know
where the bloody hell are you? Where the bloody hell are you, Virgil?
We're top of the world, darling. We're top of the world, darling.
There's no point winging it, is there, Matt? I can listen to you.
Uh-huh. My wife's waving for me to tell you hello, Beverly. Susan. She's right here.
Good day, Susan.
She said, hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hello. Even Midnight's trying to say hello to you.
Sorry?
My little pug, he's trying to say hello to you.
Oh,
yeah,
love
well,
pug.
You can take that dog off. You can take that dog off the air. He doesn't need to be on the show. Okay, so tonight's show, I am expecting a special guest, and I'm sure that Joseph got kicked off. He'll be calling in shortly. But tonight we're going to be talking about the far left and these sickos that are promoting something called pedosexuals, okay? And pedosexuals are people who, now, I'm not an expert on this field, but from what I understand, that really leans towards just all males. It means like pedophilia with male boys. And so I first only learned about this yesterday when I was looking at Facebook and reading Kai Irving's post. How people have added with the LGBT community are now adding P on the end of it for pedosexual. And this is just unacceptable. Now, Kai went psychotic on these people. And so really, really excited for him to call in because he knows a lot more about this stuff than we do. But, I mean, what do you think, guys, think about that? I mean, it's just horrible, right?
We call them rock spiders in Australia. We call them rock spiders. It is.
Well, Ann, I've been researching several groups. Okay.
We have a caller. Kai, is that you?
Am I on?
Yeah, is this Kai?
Hey, everybody. How you guys doing? I'm sorry I'm late to the show.
Kai.
Hey, guys. Hi,
Kai. Just started. This is Beverly from Australia and Virgil from Louisiana. Joseph's been kicked off the show. Blog Talk's acting real bad, so if y'all get kicked off, just call right back in, okay?
Alrighty.
So I was just explaining to them that I didn't know anything about this pedosexual until I read your post yesterday on Facebook, Kai, and that I explained to them that you were totally psychotic on these people about it. And so from what I read today, it looks like the LGBT is adding P to the end of their stuff for pedosexual, which means sex with young boys, right? Am I correct?
Yes. Not just young boys, but they have a thing called mutual attraction persons, and they call themselves MAPs. And you guys got to understand that you have to learn how these people communicate in order to find them. See, people believe that the dark web is some spot in the internet that you have to have secret codes and accesses to. No, the dark web shares the same platforms as you do. You just don't know how to search for them. So there's different aspects to these groups, and some of them are militant, and some of them are moderate. I guess you could say a moderate and militant forms of pedosexuals. The moderate ones don't harm children, they say, they claim, but they're pushing the rights that we should be able to express the way we feel, regardless, online, everywhere. Even though we'll never hurt a child, it's like you looking at money and thinking about stealing it. Even though you won't steal it ever, you know it will, you know what I mean? But these people are, but the moderates are trying to push legislation through to legalize this shit. You see what I'm saying? So they're playing the victim card. They're playing all that liberal propaganda mumbo jumbo that we get thrown in our faces to try and push their pedophilic agenda through Hollywood, mind you, as a conditioning tool to get people to accept this lifestyle. They call themselves MAP. And it's a mutual attraction persons. And they believe that they're not hurting the child if the child willingly wants it back. And I've been hunting these people online for about a year and a half now since Pizzagate broke open. And as you follow these people into their dark wormholes of just cesspools and shit, I mean, the most disgusting pictures you'll ever see these people pass back and forth. The moment you grab one of those pictures, you'll go to jail. These pictures are awful, and along with video and other stuff. But they trade these things on the same platforms we use, using code words and code names and certain terminologies. And I actually found the Heart Progress Foundation. I found that because somebody posted Heart Progress, Fight Hate, and it had Kathy Griffin's picture on it. It has Allison Mack and Dr. Drew and all these B-rated actors with tape over their mouth. And it said Fight Hate, Heart Progress Foundation. And it was on Kathy Griffin's Twitter page. So I went to Facebook and I typed in Heart Progress Foundation, and this was back in April. Or even February, maybe February, March. And I sent a whole Twitter storm there, or a whole Facebook storm there. We attacked it. I exposed it, and we all just kept attacking it. I got banned. I got banned. And that page stayed up. And then I went back to it again. And again, another 7-day ban. But then this time they had to take it down because we went back with like 100-something people. And we all started reporting it, so they had no choice but to get rid of that page. But it took like a fight, man. They kept banning me, and just for reporting pedosexuals on Facebook, where kids go. Like, what the hell? You know what I mean? So so we started a whole new movement called Operation Mayflower 2018, and we decided that one voice isn't enough. So we came together and did a freaking 2-week campaign Twitter storm on pedophiles. And right when we opened up a den, I think it was Emmy Gonzalez who found this den of mappers, these mutual attraction persons, and it was just a plethora of pedophiles all over Twitter. I kid you not, it ran so deep. There had to have been like 15,000 pedophiles in one little corner of Twitter, all mingling with each other. All tuning each other's iron.
And they're called MAP, mutually attracted.
They're called
persons, MAP, right?
Mutually attracted persons. Yes.
So you're saying MAP. That you're using the code words too, like how Pizzagate used the hot dog and the cheese.
Yeah,
and
they use that too, but they also use calculator. You know, dominoes, Monopoly. They use other code words as well. You know, hard drives. They use these, you know, but it will never make sense. It will be like, I left my hard drive in the tree. and the walnut sauce dripped down the side of it and got all over the mat. It's like conversation like that. You see what I'm saying? And it's just absolutely, it's just disgusting, you guys. And we found a whole den of them on Twitter. And right as soon as we uncovered that, while we were doing this Twitter storm, Twitter made everybody reset their passwords. And when everybody reset their passwords, I told everybody that was just them installing a new algorithm to chase us because we're causing a problem. And then they said on May 15th, they're like, okay, we're going to do something different to help combat these trolls. And then the Pope threatens to resign on May 16th, and then we go one more day on this Twitter thing. That's when we uncover this den of pedophiles, and boom, 80,000 of us get banned from Twitter, 600 banned for good. And we all got wiped out of Twitter, and they flatlined our hashtag. You know, it was absolutely horrible that they're defending that Twitter and Facebook are defending pedophiles. I have the proof.
Yeah,
I have it online.
They can post this stuff, and they're not on it, but if we post something, we get Facebook jail or kicked out. I don't know how many times you've been in Facebook jail, guy, but it seems like you stay in it, you know? So
they took away my original profile, the one that I had even during the Bundy standoff and stuff like that. All that profile, the one where I made all of us talking and stuff like that back in the old days, they took all that.
Yeah, the music.
That's all gone.
Yeah,
that's all gone. That's all gone. So I can't ever get my original Facebook back, and they're saying it's a fake Facebook. And it's my first Facebook I've ever made.
What I found out when I was looking was everyone knows that Snoops is run by George Soros and that it's a fake liberal site, that nothing Snoops says is true. And so when I went to look up pedosexual, and it pulled up Snoops. Snoops is like, the P at the end of LGBT, that it is false. That does not stand for pedosexual. This is a psych op in order to bring out, to trick pedophiles into thinking that they're safe and that they can come on and say things, but it's not safe. So basically what they were doing was they were warning all the pedophiles, you know, basically like in hidden words. They were really warning them like, hey, you know, they're on to us. You know,
well, the
so they're trying to protect
guy from
them.
Snopes, the guy from Snopes laundered $79,000. He was funded by Hillary Clinton. He had his ex-wife. He leaves his wife for a stripper, for a 1990s stripper, not a stripper, not a now stripper, a stripper from back in the day, a washed-up stripper. So Snopes is really a guy who embezzled $79,000, a prostitute from the 90s, and a cat. Literally,
I was
going to
say, and don't
and
bring
a cat.
I was going to say, don't bring the damn cat.
That fucking cat, man. That's exactly what Snopes is, and you can't fucking take, you know, they get a script from the CIA or whoever's doing this human trafficking shit, and they get a script, and they just post the script. They probably don't even write it. He probably just hits enter on his IP address, and that's it. And
so you're
probably just
talking about these
script.
Pictures with Kathy Griffin and these other people having the tape over their mouth, and I'm wondering if, because I don't know a lot about this guy, to be honest with you, until you woke me up about it yesterday. But, you know, like in Pizzagate, they would put like a picture, normal picture, with like two, one of them was two girls with this little girl eating a piece of pizza or hot dog.
Yep.
But when you clicked on the picture, you could go in and it showed like all the encryption, all the codes on the back of the picture. And hidden inside of that code, there was a whatever you call it, one of those zip links on it. And you could go into the zip link and then go into secret rooms. So I'm wondering if those pictures that you're talking about are those same things.
Yes. So everything that's done online with these pedophiles. Now you got to understand these pedophiles, they are elite pedophiles. The pedophiles that we're fighting are the ones that have infiltrated every aspect. Like think Backpage. All right, Backpage just pled guilty in Texas 2 months ago for being 73% of the world's problem in child trafficking. They were 73% of the problem. They knew what they were doing, and they got busted. So Backpage is now going to prison for the rest of their lives. The owners of Backpage are going to prison for the rest of their lives for being 73% of the problem. Now they start a woman's march to defend Backpage, and for 4,000 sex workers saying that they have rights, even though that the whole reason why Backpage went down is because 73% of human trafficking was going through Backpage. Now, when you go into Backpage, when you used to, there were advertisements. Now, these advertisements look just like any other advertisement. You wouldn't know if you didn't know what you were looking for. Advertisements for computer repair, advertisements for pizza locations, advertisements for Italian restaurants. These advertisements, they all had code in it. Every single one of them almost had a code to where you can purchase a child. These advertisements run so deep, they're in The Simpsons, they're in Futurama, they're in TV shows and movies. They're in commercials on TV. They're in the programming of Netflix. They're in Hollywood movies. These advertisements are everywhere. And, for instance, they got even a little more blatant because, fuck it, it's coming open anyways. The pedophile problem in Hollywood is coming open anyways, that they even gave an Oscar to a movie called Call Me By Your Name, where it glorifies a 25-year-old man falling in love with a 17-year-old boy, and they have a forbidden love relationship. And Hollywood and the Oscars deemed it the greatest love story of our time. Okay? So this is what we're fucking up against. It's right out in the open. The dark web, you don't have to go searching for it. It's your next door fucking neighbor online. As you're sitting online, all around you, if people would scrub their immediate out of their eyes, they would realize that they're surrounded by the greatest evil this world has ever seen. An artificial intelligence bot protecting that evil at all cost, silencing you, silencing me, while they go around and fuck kids, rip their kidneys out, suck their adrenochrome sacs off the kidneys, and get high. End of story. That's why I fight. That's why I fight. That's why they want Planned Parenthood, because they got kidneys. Late-term abortions were their bread and butter. They would get 25 a pop a kidney. 25K a pop a kidney, because on that kidney is where the adrenaline gland is. You sell that kidney, you get an adrenaline gland, and that's a high sought-after drug in Hollywood is adrenochrome. Yep. And they get it from late-term abortions and trafficked children. And the more pain you inflict on a child, the greater the high. So you
because
think
the
of
adrenaline
that concept,
is higher because
yes.
of the pain.
So you think of that concept. Now think about watching Monsters, Inc., where they scare the child and fill bottles up of what? The child's fear, and then they run their city off of it. So you've got so the blatant, obvious connection to adrenochrome and Monsters, Inc. and them telling you the story about it is right there. You see what I'm saying? They don't give a fuck.
Just right in front of our eyes, they're just hiding, and we don't even know it.
Yep, and we don't even see it because we don't bother looking up. But I'm telling you, everybody's looking up now. Everybody's starting to peek their heads up at this and wake up to the fact that our number one problem, 800,000 kids a year go missing from the United States. That should never be so. And it's not because of some random kidnapper. This is a network. This is a network of top-rank elite officials who are making money off of child suffering.
Like Hillary Clinton.
And John Podesta, yes.
John Podesta is the worst. Oh, he's a sick bastard.
He's the worst.
Yeah.
Yes, he is. Yep. Tony Podesta, all them. They are. And that's what Andrew Breitbart was on. Andrew Breitbart was on that, you guys. He was literally on the trail of John Podesta. His last recorded words were, "What's in your skeleton, John Podesta? Fuck you." Excuse my language, but that was his last words, and he ended
That's
up
That's okay,
dead.
Because we made this one explicit, so you can cuss all the hell you want to, because I told you some guy cusses as much as we do, if not more, you know? So, you know,
I'm
I hate to, like, keep saying this, and then things happen because, as you know, LaVoy was a real good friend of mine. And so when he was on the show 6 months before he died or 5 months before he died, I told him, hey, I'm afraid the government's really going to kill you and your family. What can we do to keep you safe? Well, now he's dead, and the government killed him. So I almost hate to say this to you because I've got a real bad track record of calling this before it happens. But you're very high profile, and how long do you think it's going to be before they take you out, Kai?
You know,
because you know your life is probably seriously in danger right now, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Let's get down to the chess game here. I know we're all being targeted. I know pretty soon the black hats are going to turn their sights on the American people and just start blaming people like you and me as Russian invaders and start arresting us on camera. You understand? And they're going to start arresting us on camera and cause the media to go, oh, another Russian invader, and they're going to call you a Russian. And they're going to take all these high-profile people like Paul Joseph Watson, Alex Jones, and David Seaman, and all these people uncovering Pizzagate, and all these 3% patriots, and they're going to call them Russians right in front of everybody, and they're going to throw them in the worst friggin' FEMA prisons, but until the duration of the conflict is over. So you got, because, I mean, General Wesley said it himself in 2015 when we were all fighting Barack Obama's policies. He said, we have to round these extremists up. He didn't say Islamic extremists. He didn't say liberal extremists. He was talking about you and me when they fucking planted guns in Chicago and blamed it on the 3%. And you can look up WGN6 Chicago. 3% sells guns to Chicago, to thugs in Chicago? I doubt it. They said that the 3% went in and sold guns to these thugs in Chicago, and that's why the gun violence went up. But in all actuality, Hurricane, what happened was is Eric Holder ran guns across the border, and MS-13 came back with the guns and dropped them into a dumpster in the middle of downtown Chicago where all these gangs got a hold of them. That's what happened. That's why Fast and Furious, the Operation Fast and Furious under Eric Holder, got so much attention, and no one fell for that shit except for local WGN6 Chicago saying that it was us, the Patriots. So then General Wesley Clark comes out and goes, we have to round these extremists up until the duration of the conflict is over. What conflict? Well, what was going on during then? Jade Helm 15? We had the Bundy standoff just ended and still unrest. We had the draw of Muhammad that caused some death. Then we had the rally for humanity where pretty much worldwide everybody stood outside of a mosque and rallied against them. And these were causing an upsurge against the Obama administration. They were going to arrest us. Once Hillary Clinton got in office, we were all going down, all of us. We wouldn't even be here right now.
I was definitely targeted during the Jade Helm exercises. Yep. And, of course, people who know me knew that I was very high profile. People that didn't know me well probably just thought I was paranoid. But I was not only followed, and I mean bluntly, to where my children in the car were crying because it was so horrible. But, I mean, they literally had a helicopter right here in my backyard, a black helicopter. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That is, shit doesn't happen. That doesn't happen in real life. But I'm only an hour away from Bastrop, which is one of their major staging areas here. And they blocked my phones. They took my Facebook account. They just mentally tortured me until I thought I was losing my mind, you know? And so it made things at Jade Helm when the psych op, it was a psych op. And you got to admit, of all the women you've met, I may be one of the strongest. They had me in tears. I was like, chewed my fingernails. These people terrorized me. They blocked my phone. I mean, they especially, you know, oh my God, they just terrorized us. When they followed me for one day with my child in the car in a black pickup truck that was so tinted, had all these different stickers, like instead of just our like inspection and our regular registration, they had different stickers on theirs. The windows were so tinted that they were almost on my bumper, and I couldn't see if there were one person in there or six people in it. You know, that's illegal in Texas to be that tinted. They followed me from my house. I went to town. I took Alex to the doctor when I came out there in the parking lot. I went to their pharmacy when I came out there in the parking lot, followed me out. I went to my friend's house. You know, went shopping, bank. I mean, this was like all day long. You know, it was just so blatantly obvious. And I didn't want to call the police because then they could put on record that I looked paranoid, you know, and use that against me also. So anytime that you're in the media and you're doing the things that we're doing, we're under a lot of pressure, and we're putting ourselves in danger. And a lot of people they may think we're exaggerating when we say we're literally putting our life on the line to bring you this information. And I truly believe, Kai, I'm like, man, I'm going to really miss Kai when they murder his ass, you know, but trust me, I will know that it wasn't suicide when you go, Kai, okay?
I am not
suicidal.
I will know
that you did not shoot yourself in the back of the head. I know you didn't.
Here's the reason why I don't see that happening. And for anybody, for that matter, the only thing they can do, now, if you look at the resignations we're tracking all the resignations from the child trafficking and just the corruption. If you look at every blue city, their police chief is getting arrested now, or resigning, or getting fired, or getting killed. I mean, these police chiefs are gone. And these blue city police chiefs are the ones that would stand in front of you, lie to your face to get for money, for campaign purposes and promises, right? And literally do a false flag right in front of, right on TV. So they're getting wiped out. We took away their power in North Korea. We're taking away the Black Hat's power in Iran. We took pretty much all their power here in the States. We defunded Planned Parenthood, and now they only have about 100 million. So they're not even going to be able to withstand on that. So they're pretty much broke, and we're pretty much at the end of the road with this OIG report. The American people are about ready to erupt on everybody if justice isn't served. So we're here at the end. Mainstream media is now talking about Barack Obama spying on the Obama or the Trump administration. This is a huge key point to let you know that I think we are safe. I think we won. And the only reason why I say that is because of the plan. The plan that Trump put in place in 1999 when John F. Kennedy Jr. was assassinated. Resist Radio. And when John F. Kennedy Jr.
But you know
was
that
assassinated.
He was assassinated so that Hillary Clinton could get his seat in Senate, right?
Could get New York Senate. But because JFK Jr. was the front runner for the New York seat, and then he dies and Hillary gets it. Donald Trump was there, and Donald Trump loved him, and I think that's what sparked. And then 9/11 happened, and no one else, not George Bush. George Bush was off reading a book somewhere, the guilty piece of shit. Then you got Dick Cheney somewhere. Nobody was there with the people except for Donald Trump. And Donald Trump didn't get a call. And you can even look up, what's his name, Al Franken. Al Franken talks about how on 9/11 that he got what was called a Jew call. And what this call is when the elites call their fellow tribe and say, hey, something's going down. And they called it the 23rd day of Elul. And the 23rd day of Elul just happened to be 9/11, 2001. So that was the 23rd day of Elul, and they did a false flag, and they did all that. Donald Trump was there with the people, and he knew exactly what happened. And if you look at his Twitter, he questions everything. Why he's attacking the steel industry? Why is he talking about all this steel? And then the fire that happened at the Trump Tower, an explosion. It was an explosion, and the Trump Tower stood strong. Why? He's saying because of the steel I made it with. You get what I'm saying? Donald Trump is playing 5D chess on a level that people have to start realizing he knows what he's doing. He knows what he's doing.
Yeah, I know.
And Sessions, he knows what he's doing because Sessions is being told
what
to do.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking that Sessions is a good guy and that he knows what's going on, and the reason they're not hearing all this crap is because he's being quiet and working on the table because they're playing chess, you know? And so I still have
faith exactly
in
what it was.
Nobody else does, you know?
John Huber was the kill shot. I'm telling you, John Huber is going to hand down an indictment of all those black hats. Just, bah, that's what they did. There you go. Investigation.
So how
from
is
Utah
Anthony Weiner? How is Anthony Weiner involved in all this? Because, you know, he's a
Anthony
pervert.
Weiner
we all know
is,
that.
Anthony Weiner's laptop. Anthony Weiner's laptop has that insurance file on it, and Mayor Giuliani saw it. So Mayor Giuliani has Anthony Weiner's laptop's hard drive. So that's gonna be a death blow. They lost. They lost, and they absolutely know it. So what I am fearing now is that they're gonna turn their sights on all of us now, because if they go down, we all go down. And there's many ways they can do this. They can expose everybody's private shit that they do online. Google can just go bleh and vomit everybody's shit. Boom, right online. Your aunts, your uncles, your moms, your sisters, your brothers, your dads are all going to see what you do in secret, because they monitor, because Facebook and Google record you and monitor you 24/7, 365 days a week or a year. You're constantly being recorded.
They listen to you in your house. Because I was just talking about crap in my house, you know, and then they start advertising on my Facebook feed, and it makes you think you're going crazy.
Nope, you're not. They confessed it. They already said they do it. This is why Mark Zuckerberg's in the Senate. We are fucked. And so this has to be played really smartly, really quietly, and not piss off a bunch of millennials if they decide to just shut Facebook and Instagram and Snapchat off. Just shut it off, because we're being too loud. They gotta win this midterm. If they don't get Trump out, they're all screwed. So they're panicking. They're gonna shut this shit down then. They're not gonna let this keep going. We won. We backed them into every single corner. We're about ready to checkmate, and they're just gonna knock all the pieces off the board in a fit. I'm telling you.
So Trump knows about these pedosexuals. He knows about these pedophiles.
Donald Trump.
And he knows
if you look
gay,
at,
and he knows that they're eating children.
Yes, he does. He went to Jeffrey Epstein's island once, along with Alan Horowitz. They both went once. Alan Horowitz went under the name of 17. 17. And then when he went into there, he took pictures. We have pieces of those pictures. We will get
Donald
the whole
Trump
fucking
pictures?
Thing. Donald Trump played his part. He was friends with all of the evil people. He even said it. I'm friends with all of them. They're all miserable. They're miserable people. That's what he said. And he wrote three executive orders back to back, pretty much. One in February.
Explain
to go after.
Can you give me an example of those executive orders?
The first executive order. The first executive order states, and I quote. Hold on, give me a second. The first executive order states, and I quote. The first one he wrote states, presidential executive order on enforcing federal law with respect to transnational criminal organizations and preventing international trafficking. February 9th, 2017, Donald J. Trump. The second executive order was an executive order blocking the property of persons involved in serious human rights abuse or corruption. So when he wrote this in December 21st, 2017, that's when all these CEOs just started jumping from their business. Eric Schmidt from Google, Regina Dugan, Cecile Richards from Planned Parenthood. They all had to jump ship because they're getting their assets frozen. Even the Rothschilds had to sell their Black Forest 7,000-acre hunting lodge, and they had to sell it. It was in their family for 200 years, and they had to fucking sell it off because they're going broke, because we're seizing all their fucking shitty child trafficking, child-eating assets. And so we hit them with that second. And then March 1st, Donald Trump amends the manual for court martials. So he made it to where you can actually court martial a standing senator. You don't have to wait until their service is up. You could just court martial a standing senator if they committed treason. Then he went on and wrote a text to the letter of the president. He said, it's a text of a letter from the president to the Speaker of the House of Representatives and the President of the Senate. He wrote here that he is taking all the money that the fucking Democrats wrote in the budget plan, that $1.3 trillion miserable thing, and he's going to go ahead and reallocate the assets where he sees fit that would better America. Right here, in text, March 23rd, 2018. So the budget bill that we passed, he's a genius.
Yeah.
The budget bill that we passed.
It wasn't a budget.
It wasn't a budget. He funded our wall. He funded schools. He's doing prison reform with it. I mean, he's insanely a master troll and just the 5D chess master. The last executive order.
What is he going to do about Anthony Weiner and Huma, whatever her name is, and Hillary's lover? Well, you know,
not what he's
going to
do. It's what Jeff Sessions is going to do. Yeah, it's what Sessions is going to do. It's Jeff Sessions is already on it. Which is why.
Well, let me back up real quick. Let me interrupt you for a second. It's like I explained to people. I said, look, Donald Trump is playing chess. You punks are playing checkers. Donald Trump isn't doing anything because it's not his, well, at least in public, it's not his job to do anything. He is the president, okay? He is the executive branch. We have a judicial branch. We have a legislative branch. And it's the judicial branch to do this kind of stuff, not the president. Now, Barack Obama overstepped all those boundaries, and he tried to be all three and have his fingers in all three. And I'm sure Trump is masterminding all of this. But that's why it looks like he's not doing anything, because he's actually allocating and let the proper branches take care of it the way they're supposed to take care of it. So that's what you're actually saying, right?
Yes. Here's the thing. We have to arrest these people abiding by the Constitution and within their constitutional rights. Because if we go in and just start arresting people, we get a good show on TV, but they're going to get out because we violated their constitutional rights. We are up against the baddest, and I'm telling you guys, the baddest lawyers Harvard has ever seen. Evil, wicked, and smart. Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, Huma Abedin, Anthony Weiner, Tony Podesta, John Podesta are Harvard lawyers. They are going to fight tooth and nail all the way down. We have to be patient. We're going to get them. They're guilty. But we have to be patient because these people are going to appeal after appeal after appeal. They're going to be able to pay their bail because they're billionaires. It's ridiculous. But that's just how our justice system goes. But they are getting their justice. Anthony Weiner lost everything. He's now broke. I think he has one house, and he's confined to it. If that dude walks in public, if John Podesta walks in public, they're immediately attacked and called a pedophile. The streets aren't safe for these people anymore, so they're confined to their homes. They're miserable, and they're going through a court battle that's sucking them dry because all their assets are frozen. That's why Barack Obama and Michelle Obama or Michael Obama or whatever you want to call that piece of shit, that's why they went to fucking Netflix because they're losing all their money and they need money to fucking – nobody wants to hear them speak. So now they're going to work for Netflix. We're the top producers of Netflix. So the fuck you are. You're just getting a paycheck because you ain't got shit. That's why. People need to see the chess game playing. We got to burn their finances, then fucking hit them where it hurts. They're all miserable. And I can see it in their faces. They're all miserable. And I'm glad.
Anybody's got to be miserable that eats children have sex with children, you know? Also, they're saying that. What was that guy's name?
You're absolutely correct.
It's Steve Pukagovich or something like that. You know, the big psychologist, the real famous guy that came out
Steve
right before the election. Yes, I love him. And he had actually said that there was a tape of Bill Clinton molesting a child and or raping a child, and they had that. So I've just been dying to wait for that to come out, you know. And I hate to interrupt too,
but do y'all remember that little girl that was up, I believe, up in Hawaii or somewhere up in Hawaii. It was a couple of years ago, and this little girl was kidnapped out of her hotel while she was asleep. And when the FBI did the sketchings of what they, you know, and everything of the suspect that she can best describe and everything, and guess who it was?
John Podesta and Tony Podesta.
The Podesta brothers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was Madeleine McCann, and it was in 2007 in Portugal What the fuck would two white men looking like John Podesta and Tony Podesta be doing in Portugal at the same exact time that Mountain Man Camp went missing? That's what made it more stunning. And people put this together, and actually Breitbart was on that trail. He was looking for Madeleine McCann, just like Barrington Wiseman was looking for Seth Rich's murder. And Barrington Wiseman gets fucking killed. The same way that what's his face gets killed for investing. Breitbart gets killed. Bullshit.
Yes, it is, and it's like, you know,
maybe a lot
more
people
killed this
before they all go down.
And you, I actually covered Pizzagate last year, and we dug some pretty deeping, you know, into and everything. And this goes very high up, even as far as the Queen and the King of England, and the Rothschilds, and it goes high up, and everything. And I heard you earlier stating that they're going to be coming down eventually, and they are. I mean, it's already starting to unravel and unfold in front of them. Because that young movie actress got busted, a couple of weeks ago, and for human child trafficking, as she pointed out, the Rothschilds.
Yeah, I think she was in Small World or something like that.
Allison Mack, man.
All down.
She sang, guys. She sang like a songbird. She gave up names. Mark Sally. From Glee, he was part of it. That's why he killed himself. Finn was part of it from Glee. That's why he's dead. I'm telling you, they're cleaning any loose ends. The 20 popes that got blown out of the sky this weekend, they were part of it. The Chilean popes that resigned down in fucking Chile, all the bishops down there, they were part of it. The Pope's part of it. It's so big and so worldwide. It's coming to an end.
Even the CIA is part of it, because they've been trafficking, you know, these kids down there, and CIA and FBI, but nobody really knows how high up, you know.
John Brennan.
And you know, the thing about this isn't anything new. If you go back into the Old Testament, I'm not quite sure, I haven't read it in a while, but I think it was Moloch, the god Moloch, and they were sacrificing and doing horrible things to children for power back in those days even, you know. So this has been going on for a long time, where they feel like they get more power through those children's ways, you know. So this goes back a
lot. What they do is called spirit cooking, and what they do is they drink not the blood, but the fluid of the body, because, you know, it's like, how do you say it? It's like, it's a fluid, but it only happens when you're so much frightened, so scared half to death. It's like, I can't pronounce the name of it. But
well, we discussed that when you were kicked off the air a while ago. Yeah, it's adrenaline glands, and the more afraid they are, the higher the adrenaline goes in, and that's what they're... Kai was bringing out, where the Planned Parenthood was able to take these kidneys. You know, why else would Hillary Clinton sit there on national TV in a presidential debate and sit there and admit, yes, I think it's okay to abort babies up to 9 months pregnant? Well, yeah, because, you know, the further along the babies develop, the further along, it, you know, they feel pain and they get, you know, have that adrenaline jump up. You know, she's sick.
And,
she's a sick person.
And if you can't get adrenochrome, if you can't get your hands on it and you're addicted to it, you start deteriorating. You start shaking and convulsing. It's called Kuru. And you start shaking
and
convulsing.
We talked about this on the show as to why Hillary Clinton was looking the way she was looking. It was because of what he just described.
Her body's seizing up, and she's old. And her body's shaking violently, and her back's breaking. Her neck's breaking, her wrist is breaking. She can't walk, and she's falling because she's got to have adrenochrome. If she got a hit or two of adrenochrome, it's like the limitless pill. Next thing you know, she's smart and profound and put together. It's a crazy fucking drug if you use it. You know what I mean? And they used it.
Well,
they use it.
Let me just put something hypothetical out there. Let's say Tony and John Podesta, they're off in this other country, and they don't have this drug, and so they start shaking and convulsing. So they do something radical, go kidnap this little kid right there, you know, And because why? Because they were coming down. Mm-hmm. They were like a drug addict. Because otherwise they would have had somebody go do it for them. You know, the only reason they would have done that themselves is they were caught off guard. They didn't have the stuff, and they acted spontaneous like just any other drug addict, you know. Otherwise, mm-hmm. they wouldn't have got their hands dirty. They'd have got somebody else to do the dirty work. But they fucked up. They fucked up that time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think they did that because they were having withdrawal. That's the only thing that makes sense, you know.
There you go. That's what I said. I said they were down and punchable. And, well, I think they had a promise. And the thing is their guy fell through, so they had to go and collect it themselves. They had to find the child that was being requested. We want like a blonde hair, blue eyed child. And they were in Portugal at the time, and they're like, who is in Portugal? And they have all this power, and they're like, oh, look, the McCanns are here in Portugal. They have a 7-year-old, or what was she, a toddler? They have a 2-year-old, blonde-haired, blue-eyed. We'll take that. Because their shit fell through. That could be another issue. But I know it was mm-hmm. them. I know they took Madeline McCann. I know they raped the Lozado kids in a pool. I know they did. It was in their emails. I know fucking what MAP means. I know what walnut sauce means. I know what it means to leave your fucking walnut sauce all over a pizza-related handkerchief. I know what that fucking means. All mm-hmm. in his emails. And he's walking around. Because he's a billionaire.
Let me ask a question. Do you think John Benet Ramsey's murder was involved in this? Do you think that was part of this?
Yeah, absolutely. I think anybody who's anybody in Hollywood or the spotlight like that, I think, yes, their deaths, we should scrutinize every last one of their deaths from Judy Garland. I'm serious, you know what I mean? All the way back. We got to go all the way back.
My thoughts on this are to hell with these indictments and grand jury probes and everything else. We need to enforce the Patriot Act on these people.
Well, they tried to do that, Virgil, but the president hasn't. I don't know why he won't do it, you know.
That would be Mad Dog Mattis's call, wouldn't it? If we had to pretty much have mutiny here in the United States, that would be Mattis's call, the general.
Yeah.
No, it's not. If you read the Patriot Act, it's at the authority of the president. The president.
I am sure that's probably an
option.
Can
arrest and incarcerate anyone for any reason in America. He can incarcerate and arrest anyone in America under the Patriot Act.
I am sure that's an option, and I'm pretty sure that's probably why Obama and Michelle mm-hmm. and Hillary aren't here. Because mm-hmm. if they do decide to just go in and start arresting, that's because they are going to attack you and me. You get what I'm saying? That's because they're going to turn their sights on you and me. So when it comes down to that,
I tell you what, just talk about irony, because I'm watching Fox News right now, and Trump just came on and said he's going to propose cutting federal funding to Planned Parenthood. Completely cutting it out.
Yep. He said it. He wrote it. And he wrote it down in a letter to Paul Ryan and said, what the fuck are they trying to spend money on? Pretty much that's what the letter said. What the fuck is going on? This is what, no. And then he wrote his last and final EO on March 13th. It wasn't really an EO. It was more like a letter. And it was President Donald J. Trump is working to end human trafficking. And it says, my administration will focus on ending the absolutely horrific practice of human trafficking, and I am prepared to bring the full force and weight of our government, whatever we can do, in order to solve this horrific problem. President Donald J. Trump. It's done. I think we won.
And that's why.
Go ahead.
And that's why everybody's attacking him, right? You know?
Yep. Yep. They're all part of it. They all had money in it.
Yep.
And Planned Parenthood is fixing to lose their federal funding now. They're fixing to lose the government dollars. I mean, he's just on here saying that he is going to push to restrict federal funds, taxpayer dollars, to fund Planned Parenthood, and these people are going crazy.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's because they're getting all these
Pelosi
body parts
going nuts, Schumer, all of them.
Because they're going to have to answer to when these people can't get these children's body parts and they can't get the drugs that they want. They're going to come after these people like Nancy Pelosi for letting this happen.
Mm-hmm.
But we're at a really good spot, so I really hate to do this. But Joseph is blowing up my line saying, hey, we have to take a break because Blog Talk makes us take a break. So we're going to take about 5 or 10 minutes. So if you'll just stay right with us, and Kai, I hope you stay on for the show. And we will be back in about 10 minutes. We're going to take a little break. And so go get you something to drink and put your phone on mute so we don't pick you up during the break. Okay, so all you callers, Beverly and Virgil and Kai, just put your phone on mute while we're playing the music. Otherwise, we'll be hearing you in the background. And then when we get back, we'll have a chance to let Beverly tune in and ask. She's calling from Australia. She's been on hold now an hour. So she can ask. I'm sure she has a lot of things that she wants to bring to the table, and also Virgil. And so we're going to go ahead and go on break now. You got it, Joseph? Joseph? Are you going to put us on break?
Joseph!
I'm on break. I forgot I put myself on mute. We're going on break right now, so here we go.
Try.
riders on the storm. Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone and packed her out alone. Riders on the storm. There's a killer on the road. His brain is squirming like a toad. Give this man a ride, sweet family will
Well, this is Hurricane Ann, and I think that we're back on air, but I'm not sure. We were on break, and I don't see anybody else online. Can anybody else hear me?
I'm here. Oh, I'm here. I'm sitting there chatting away and didn't realize I was on mute. So we're all back. So I don't see our guest. He, I think he hung up. So I don't see him on here right now. But anyway, I was sitting here jabbing her away, and I didn't realize we were on mute, so that happened. But anyway, I'd like to say a special hello to U.S. Workers for Trump, who are our big supporters now, and hello to all of our listeners that just joined in. You can give us a call at 917-889-3890 if you like. And again, I'm sorry I had to disappear earlier. I had an emergency call that I had to attend to. And so anyway, we are back here. So, Ann, how's everything going?
It's going really good. I'm really impressed with Ty. He's such an awesome guest, and he just knows so much about all this stuff, you know? And so
Just
waiting to call back. There's not too many people that know as much about what's really going on as Ty. So we were definitely lucky. He's very talented. As a matter of fact, I don't know if you remember the song. He had made a song, but he took the sound bite from all the most famous patriots, like the viral video. So when people would just hear, like, you know, one little sentence of the sound bite from the video, they knew exactly which patriot that was. And he put together this really awesome song. I'm a little bit biased because I was on it, you know. But that's one of the things that they took away from him. Facebook hacked him. Took all his original songs like that away, which, you know, people were buying. They hacked his Facebook. They blocked him on Twitter. I mean, they just don't want these people to expose what's really going on, you know?
Right. Well, I remember they were
doing that.
Right. And I remember they were doing that to us as well when we were doing the Pizzagate investigation.
Yeah.
And we had a couple. We actually had one of our friends that I forgot her name now. It was the lady that she didn't like. But we had her in Washington, D.C., and she was doing the trails through Pizzagate, and she was digging up a lot of information. And I haven't heard from her in a long while, and everything. But the time's going to come. You know, I've been keeping close tabs on this as well. But it's like he was saying earlier, there's a lot of people that's ended up disappearing or committing suicide, you know, mysteriously, and everything. But and with everything coming to a screeching halt, you know, just. I was reading an article earlier that Maxine Waters is under investigation right now. They just called for a federal investigation.
Yeah.
And everything. I was telling Virgil, I go, I think they heard me and Virgil because we were pleading about this on the radio last week.
I'm just flabbergasted with what they do. How evil. These bastards are going to burn in hell.
Right.
Well,
and
Beverly, there's a Johnny Cash song. It goes like this. There's a man going around taking names. He decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same.
No, it's just evil.
Mm. Beverly, you've been on hold a long time.
Shit happening in my country with their... I just wonder if our politicians are involved in any of this sort of shit.
Right.
Just bloody
evil. I was surprised because I was right. And, though I was surprised when I saw that, I was like, oh, wow, they're actually going to investigate Maxine Waters, you know, but there's a big money trail. And I could tell you exactly where that money trail goes, at least to, and it goes right up to Sarah.
And who's she, Virgil?
Trump just tweeted today about this whole spying on his campaign and everything. He just tweeted today, follow the money.
Mm-hmm.
Follow the money.
Yep.
And I wonder if our politicians are involved
all along
in this shit.
Right. And, well, here's another eye catcher, and this one's going to make Virgil jump up and down. Apparently, Stormy Daniels' attorney is also in hot water because he owed a bunch of money in back taxes, and his firm and everything else, they're getting ready to shut him down.
Yes, and his business partner is cooperating with federal investigators now.
Yep. So, and we predicted all this was going to happen about two or three weeks ago, didn't we, Virgil?
And against each other. They're rats on the sinking ship. They're rats
yep.
on the sinking ship, and they're trying to push each other off to grab onto anything floating.
Can I
just can't believe that people would do that to children. That's just so freaking evil.
Yeah, can I interrupt for a minute?
I'll have to give an account for that to God, won't I?
Let Ann jump in here.
Okay, yeah. Beverly's been calling from Australia. She's been on hold for over an hour, so I'd really like to just have a few uninterrupted minutes to hear everything that Beverly has to think about this.
I'm just dumbfounded that people could be so evil, Hurricane. The little kids and babies. And they're in our echelon of society. I wonder if the same thing's happening here with our politicians. Are they into this sort of bullshit?
Mm-hmm.
Just evil. You know, there's been kids here that have been disappeared for years and never been accounted for, so I'd say we're probably in on it too to some degree. Just wrong.
It is.
It's pitiful.
It is.
I mean, there's sick people out there.
How's, what's his name? Julian Assange doing, Joseph? Are they still after him?
I believe so. We haven't heard. Some things are quiet on, and some things are coming out with, you know. And I'm pretty sure they're still after him.
Oh, the Australian government needs their bloody head read. They're doing nothing for him.
Right.
They want him to
well,
burn.
That's like Virgil
keep...
was saying. You're going to see it, Beverly. You're going to see everything open up at the seams, and it's with the primaries and the elections coming up. You're going to see it beforehand. A lot of people are going to jail.
Yeah, good. That's where they deserve it, and then
mm-hmm.
to hell.
And I'm hearing through all the media websites and everything that Obama's going to be the first one.
Yeah, good. Bury him in the deepest part of the prison, never to be seen again, the piece of scum.
Well, they're already setting up indictments, papers for him to be impeached.
Good.
And he can still be impeached even though he's no longer president, but they can strip him of all powers, which they're going to do. And from what I've seen, they're predicting by next week this will all start to happen.
I hope they're shitting themselves.
So,
it's just evil, you know?
Uh-huh. What do you think about that, Ann?
I think they should go after Hillary Clinton first. This bitch is a whore of Babylon.
Her time's coming. It's coming. I think they're going to save that
Good,
for
judgment's
the best.
Coming.
You know those sayings that you always say, you save the best for the last, that's going to be the best when she goes down, you know, and everything.
Yes.
So.
Mike, remember, if our previous
and
prime minister was involved.
Well, if you remember, during the primary for the presidential candidates, he did promise her right to her face that she was going to be locked up.
Yeah, good. I wonder if our previous Prime Minister, who she's mates with, has got anything to do with this.
Mm-hmm.
Julia Gillard. She's a piece of scum.
So, but, oh yeah, you're going to see a lot of things unravel, and it's already unraveling right now. And,
yeah, good.
You know,
probably,
I've been seeing Twitter blow up today. I mean, the DOJ, Eric Holder, Nancy Pelosi, Dianne Feinstein, they're all there. If you've been on Twitter today, you'll see it. It's been they've been blowing Twitter up like nothing.
They've been blowing
right
their iPads up.
I bet they're all starting to shit themselves.
Well,
is it?
As the good book says, one of the four beasts said, "Come and see," and I saw a pale horse, and the name upon him was Death, and hell followed with him. And that's what's happening now.
Good.
And Al Green's been tweeting up the storm. He's in a state of panic, too. He's been quiet, but he's popping up
Well,
now.
Joseph, I just found out something today. And, okay, have you ever heard of the appointments clause in the Constitution?
I've seen it in there.
Okay.
But I never could understand what it meant.
Article 2, they were on the talk show, and Article 2 says pretty much in a nutshell that Robert Mueller's position is unconstitutional, and the powers they gave him are unconstitutional because he wasn't confirmed by a Senate committee like Jeff Sessions and the other people were.
Right.
So anything he comes up with is pretty much going to be inadmissible because, well, really he's coming up with nothing. And, I mean, all he's doing is helping us in the long run. Like I said, every time they open up their mouth, they're casting more votes for the Republican Party and conservatives is what we want. I mean, they're the best campaign managers Trump's got. So,
right.
But they're looking into this, and they're gonna find they're trying to get rid of him. Some conservatives.
Well, that's why
in the Senate and
that's
the
why they
are trying to get rid of him.
Right, and that's why they just called in a second special counsel for the investigation
into that.
No. I seen that coming a long time ago. I knew that was
going to
happen.
Hey, my fellas, I better get going. I'm going to go and pick me boy up.
All righty. Well, we love you, Beverly.
Well, I hate for you to hang out.
Well,
what's
that, Bob?
But I'm glad you got to listen to that interview and see what's really going on.
Yes.
Yes, in answer to your question, you're evil. That bitch up in there that's all evil and all them evil people, I'm sure they're into this. They all are. I mean, they're demonic.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you can't have the Muslims and the crab and the gun crabs and all this shit that's going on in Australia. They're all in this together, Beverly. So, you know, Australia is not immune from this. They're all pedophiles.
Nah. Wouldn't
they
be surprised if Jerry Gillard's involved in it, too?
Why do you think they're praising the MS-13 gangs? I mean, you know.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Well, I'm sorry you have to get off, Bev, but we love you and thank you so much for calling in. And I apologize for having to keep y'all quiet during that interview, but we wanted to make sure that guy got all his time.
Oh, no, I was just listening to it. My eyes fire out.
Yeah, it's really sick.
Well, we love
you. I knew that was on that pizza gate and all that, but I didn't realize it was so bad and evil as what that black
it's sickening. It's just sickening. It's even hard to accept the truth because it's so sickening, you know?
Yep.
And if you spoke about
this
to any normal person, they'd think you're bloody nuts.
Well, you know what's surprising, Beverly, is that I'm hearing where thousands and thousands of kids are being rescued almost every day because everything that's been is busted wide open on this. They're rescuing lots of kids, you know?
I'd hate to have to give an account of my life in front of God when they stand there.
Right.
Chuck them into the deepest, darkest.
You hear things like this, and it just boggles your mind. It just blows your mind And, you know, every time you go to Walmart, you see those kids' pictures on the wall. Now you're going to think, you know, is this a victim of this? Is this poor child being is this poor child being tortured to death because of this? You know, the missing and exploited children's pictures you see all the time? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's
no,
it's
we don't
get
have
Walmart. Thinking.
And every day there's more and more kids being kidnapped. I mean, especially here in New Mexico, there's been a lot of kids disappearing lately.
Yeah. Anyway, fellas, have a good night. Take it easy, Hurricane. Love you, mate.
Love you, Beverly.
Love you, Beverly.
Take it easy. Bye.
Good night to Australia.
Good day. I think it's daytime over there, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, that's true. I forgot.
Yep.
But anyways,
I know y'all are probably wondering how does Hurricane always have the most coolest guest on our show ever, including LaVoy Finnegan, if you remember. You got to admit, I really pulled some major good interviews out of my hat. This guy,
right?
I managed
a couple. You know.
Beverly is a pistol.
Yeah,
I'll give you that. Beverly is a pistol.
Yep, she is. But you know, I got to tell you, I did listen to some of the interview in her. I was very impressed. I was very, very impressed with everything, and stuff. But it's like he was saying, you know, the trails, you know, it goes high up. Even as high, like I said, the Rothschilds, the Soros. It goes even further than that, you know, and everything. But it's all about to come down. So,
okay.
And everything.
This just on. Don't mean to interrupt. Donations accepted. New bill proposed. Crowdfunding to pay for the border wall, which means we're going to be able to donate to pay for the wall.
I've been seeing that popping up lately on Twitter and on Facebook.
Yeah, well, until I see it coming from the WhiteHouse.com, they weren't getting a damn penny from me, okay? Because I'm not going to pay somebody
right.
to do some scam artist.
Yeah.
So heads up,
yeah.
It might be a scam.
Yep, so
no.
I know that.
I got Fox News on, so I'm watching everything going on right now.
Ooh, Fox News. I don't watch Fox News. I don't watch any damn news. I haven't watched news since last May.
Virgil, did you get to do your rant today, or because I missed that part?
Well, I kind of he removed the post. Removed the post. He told me, he said he lived in Oregon, and he didn't know nothing about that. And then when I started running off some facts, you know, he removed the post and everything. So, but people are definitely, you see, it started out with a friend of mine, Chris Hill in Georgia, and they're watching this governor's race in Georgia very, very closely. Very closely. And
I know I haven't seen any of the election results yet, but what's Georgia? How are they doing right now?
You got two Republicans that are in a runoff, and you know two Democrats that are going to run off too. And I guess it's going to come down to the rat killing, I guess, sometime this week. But I didn't catch when, but. They're pretty sure Georgia's gonna stay red.
That's good. What about Texas?
Sure.
I know they had their election today. Have you heard?
You got to talk to the high priestess of the wolf pack.
That would be Ann.
So what's the wolf pack does not know what happened today on voting. I haven't had time to pull up the news or see anything that's going on. So.
Okay.
I only watch them. I've been detailing news, okay? I don't even watch Fox now. The only show that I would even watch remotely is Fox Business with Neil Cabuto and and them.
Yeah.
We like them pretty well. But I just got so damn pissed off at the news that I just had to quit watching it because even Fox was slamming on Trump and reporting all these fake polls, you know, so they can kiss my rebel ass as far as I'm concerned. You know,
well,
we're putting out better news than
poll.
Fox News is, okay?
I put
we're
out
putting
an
out more
poll
than Fox News.
Exactly. And I actually put out a poll earlier that I caught on Twitter where this is a real poll that the GOP is actually very much in a big league right now, and the Democrats are falling far behind. So that's the true poll that I put out there. And also that there were some things that, you know, going on too, like Virgil was saying, they're keeping a really close eye on these elections and stuff. But, you know, I'm pretty sure, you know, I haven't heard anything about voter fraud yet. I haven't seen any signs of anything on that yet. So, but, you know, but again, the Democrats are so broke that they can't afford it, you know.
They're running out of money quick. They're running out of money.
So, but anyway, but to our listeners out there, you know, if you hear any election results, call in. And we'd like to hear from you. And the show is, the number to the show is 917-889-3890. And everything. But again, I do apologize for disappearing earlier. I had a very extreme emergency that came up, and I couldn't call in and stuff. But it had to do with the family matters. So I might have to jump off here again a little bit, here in a little bit. But Ann knows what's going on because I just texted her and told her. But anyway, could use some prayers right about now too. So and everything. So there's a lot going on that does concern my son. So but anyhow, Ann, what do you say that we want to close the show a little bit early?
Oh, I'm just. I look at my tweet and I'm so excited because I got a retweet and a couple friends on there. You know, I'm not famous on Twitter like I am everywhere else. So I'm just starting off from scratch. So I was like, oh my God, I got a retweet. You know, like,
give it time.
2,000 reposts, you know, and now I'm on Twitter going, oh, I got one retweet. Yay. But I guess you just got to build up the fan base, right?
Yeah.
But
give time. You'll get there.
Well, I've never been able to make that crossover from social media to YouTube either. Like, I may have a video with a million views on Facebook, and the same video on YouTube gets 100 views. So, you know, once we figure all this fancy stuff out, we can, you know, get the show out there a little bit more, too. I mean, we're already ranking over 140,000 viewers, and we just got back on the air. It's only been 19 episodes to build it from zero back to over 140,000 listeners, so... You know, God only knows where we're going to be at in a month or two, you know, especially with the
great shows
like Kai helping us tonight, you know.
Right,
so,
and it's like, you know, and then all of our Twitter, and all of our Twitter fans out there, is, you know, like I said, when they spread and they tweet the shows out there and everything, that's what's really helping out a lot. And I do appreciate them very much and, you know, and their support because, you know, we are what we are. And there are times that we do get out of hand sometimes, but that's us. You know, we're not politically correct on this show, and we just go off, you know. So, you know, if we offend anybody, you know.
We're deplorable. We're deplorables.
So, you know, so, but that's just who we, that's us. I mean, you know, we're finally getting away from that political correctness BS, you know, and everything. So, but it's funny, because, you know, it's funny, Ann, I was tweeting earlier. I said, you know, every time Obama's legacy dies, a liberal screams in pain. You know.
Yeah, and I want to throw out, too, you know, Ann, you know, you're saying that Fox, you know, and all these people slamming Trump. All right, another one is just Mark Rubio. This little wormy piece of shit. Okay. He's coming out with some false bullshit about the trade deal with China, okay, that Trump fought tooth and nail to get some fair trade deal with China. He's saying China's not living up to it, that they're not going to live up to it. You know, it's a fake, it's fraud, it's all it is here. Let me tell you something right now. I travel from coast to coast in this great country of ours. And through the windows of that 18-wheeler, I see people, farmers out there, and they are beating the ground up. I mean, they are beating the ground up. We are hauling all kinds of stuff, herbicides, fertilizers, farm chemicals, agriculture chemicals, things like this to these places that supply these farms. And we're asking people, we're asking the vendors, your customers, you know, why y'all needing all this stuff? Why are you using it? Well, Trump cut a deal, a hell of an agriculture deal that's going to pull a lot of farmers out of bankruptcy. They're going to be buying a lot of grain from us in the next few years, a lot of grain. And that's going to mean a lot of money and a lot of jobs. So,
right.
Mark Rubio, you can suck it. You don't know what the hell you're talking about. That's why you lost the damn election.
But anyway, we are going to see a red wave coming. You know, that's why I like playing that song, Riders of the Storm. Yeah, I was telling Ann last night, this is going to be the theme song for the red wave, Riders of the Storm. You know?
Well,
and
Joseph, I'll tell you what. At this point, I would not be surprised if Pelosi, Maxine Waters, Chuck Schumer, and all of them call a judicial, congressional, and investigative committee to find out if Trump had anything to do with the volcano erupting in Hawaii so they can impeach him.
Oh, please don't give me any ideas. Don't give me any ideas because I was thinking that same thing earlier today. I wonder how long it's going to be before they blame Trump for that one. You know?
You know, the only thing that I ever thought that Barack Obama did good was, and he did, well, he did two things good. One, three things good. Barack Obama was good for three damn things. One, he made the gun sales in America great again, okay? And my gun collection is fantastic. Two, he made the militia great because people hated him so bad they wanted to train. And then the third greatest thing he ever did was he made a commercial where he was trying to dip a cookie into the milk, and the cookie was bigger than the glass of milk, and he couldn't get in there. He goes, "Thanks, Obama." And that was the only time I ever watched him. You know.
Well, here's another scoop I'm putting out there too. Is that there's another big movement coming that's already started. He's doing a deal with Netflix and everything, and I'm reading where millions already starting to delete their Netflix accounts and stuff and boycotting Netflix because of, you know, of
me
this.
Too.
So,
and,
you know, and also...
I'm not very popular. My kids are not happy with me right now. Yeah, I text my daughter today, and I paid for my grandbaby's Netflix and said, I'm sorry that due to Barack Obama and Michelle Obama, I'm going to have to delete our Netflix account and cancel it. And, boy, they haven't even spoken to me for the rest of the day. None of my kids are even speaking to me. They are just livid.
Right.
That's
well,
not good, having to cancel the Netflix, but it is what it
right.
is.
And, there, you know, and it's funny because, you know, I've seen this coming too, but it's like, well, how are you going to hurt Netflix? You hurt them right where the money is, you know. Watch
you
your
know,
socks
I'm
drop.
I'm
going to
tell you something else I saw today. I'm going to tell you something else I saw today in West Memphis, Arkansas. All right? There is a Flying J, a Loves, and a Petro, and a Pilot all clustered together right in the intersection between Interstate 55 and I-40.
Mm-hmm.
All of these truck stops were full, except for the Pilot. All of their fuel islands were open the whole time I was there. Nobody was buying fuel over there. Nobody.
I wonder why. So, you know, So, you know, when you got 65 million Americans, you know, you could do a lot of damage when you're boycotting certain things, you know, and everything. That's how it works. And, you know, we're going to do the same thing to Twitter. Come Memorial Day weekend, we're doing a censorship on Twitter for 48 hours, you know, and everything. And I will be joining in on that and also on Facebook. I'll be shutting my Facebook down for a couple of days and everything. And it hurts them right in the pocketbooks. You know,
yep,
and
sure
everything.
Does.
So, and even if you do it for a week, you can do a lot of damage to them.
I'm not going to get on Facebook for a week. I can't do it. I'm a junkie. I need my fix. That's just, it's bad.
I could go 3 days.
Right. I can do it on militia when I have no tower. All right, so let's just say that I did my boycott this weekend when I was at Alamo Militia. There was no service, no tower. I'll just pretend like I was boycotting Facebook and do it for that. How's that? I'm not gonna lie. I can do three days.
I could do 3 days. I don't know if I could do a week.
I do have something I want to talk to the viewers about. As I explained to y'all last night, for those that follow the show, my Facebook is Hurricane Ann. It's spelled HERACANNE, Hurricane Ann, her like a girl. And if you go look on my page, you will see a petition for Dwight Hammond and the father and son who were up in Oregon, who were falsely imprisoned. It's a double jeopardy. And they're the reason why Ammon Bundy and LaVoy Finnegan took over that refuge in Mueller, and ultimately which resulted in mine and Joseph's great friend, LaVoy Finnegan. So, you know, all in all, we can't let LaVoy's death be in vain. And as long as the Hammonds are still in prison, then all that was, you know, kind of for nothing. So please find the petition that goes to the White House. You can find it on my page. It's public on Facebook. I'm wearing a cap and a T-shirt. I have several accounts, and it says Flawless on my T-shirt. That's the account you need to go on to. And it's got a picture of me and Betty, a.k.a. Linda, on the cover with the Righteous Brother hats on it. That's the account you need to find. And just go look down, and you'll see the petition to sign for the Hammonds. And I'll repost it so it'll come back up on the top. But make sure that you go find that and sign that petition and share it with your social media. And that would be greatly appreciated because we cannot forget the Hammonds. Well, you know, as long as we're fighting for justice for LaVoy, we also need to fight for the things that LaVoy believed in and that he cared for, along with Ammon and Cliven and Ryan Bundy and all of our heroes. So let's just get the Hammonds out of jail, and that's really important. And so, you know, we can boycott Facebook, we can boycott Twitter, whatever, but I guarantee you your signature on that petition is going to get a lot more done than boycotting any of that stuff. So y'all go do that for me, okay? Appreciate it. That's all I got to say about that.
Man.
Are you ready to close this show down? Because I am. Tired.
Yes, I do. I actually just remembered I got to take my stepson to work, so I got to take him here in about 5 minutes. So anyway, Thursday night. Join us Thursday night. We'll be back. We're going to take off tomorrow, and so we can. I got to upgrade my computer and stuff again. But do tune in Thursday night for the roundtable, and it's one of Ann's favorite shows, and this was her idea. And we'll be back at the same time, and everything. And again, I do apologize for disappearing tonight, but again, I had an emergency situation and it couldn't be helped, and everything. So I will say goodnight, everybody, and we will see you Thursday night.
See you.
All
Thursday
right. Good night, everybody.
Out.
As the main God began name, as the main God around began name, he taken my father's name and he left my heart.